shared this tweet with his followers earlier this week, and this one racked up over 17 million views there.
Now, this is interesting. This is, you probably saw the montage where you see all these buildings that were partially or really heavily damaged, and they're now all rebuilt and beautiful and pristine, which in my mind, when I first saw this, I'm like, well, it's easy to just reverse the pictures. You know, this is now instead of it was then. But it turns out they have literally been rebuilding these buildings during the war, which I also kind of find like odd, considering everything's under attack.
He posted these two photos of the same building in Ukraine. One was taken last year in February 2022 and one from this year in 2023. Now, he claims that this war is fake or staged and that these buildings couldn't possibly have been touched by any missiles or bombs because it would be impossible to restore the building to this condition in this time. Again, this is a popular pro-Russian theory that we have seen numerous times here. Again, even on Truth or Fake, the war being a hoax. Now, this building's reconstruction has been pretty heavily documented in both Western and Ukrainian media. After Russian troops withdrew from Kyiv last March, that is exactly what allowed this building to be rebuilt. And as it was discussed quite heavily in this article from Ukraine's The Village, the building was documented stage by stage of its reconstruction, Fraser.
Okay, so I will mention that I find a couple things strange. The Russians withdraw from Kyiv? Did they ever enter Kyiv?
Not that I know of.
Not that I know of either.
They had their tanks nearby that they were running down to Donbass.
And then she says this has been heavily documented in Western media as well as others. And then the example she gives is the Kyiv Gazette. I mean, we know that trick is an intelligence trick. Well, according to the Kyiv Times, so she doesn't quote the New York Times or any other Washington Post or anything like that. But in general, it's like, really? I didn't know that they actually were rebuilding. Well, no wonder we need the money from Russia. We got to pay off the contractors for work already performed.
Yeah, that is peculiar.